So Judge Tanya Chutkan has unsealed Jack Smith's 165-page filing, which argues that Trump is not immune from prosecution because of his alleged criminal scheme to overturn the 2020 election was personal and a private one and didn't fall under what the Supreme Court has deemed to be presidential immunity, saying in this filing that with private co-conspirators, the defendant launched a series of increasingly desperate plans to overturn the legitimate election results in seven states. His efforts included lying to state officials in order to induce them to ignore true vote counts. George Danini is a white-collar criminal defense attorney at Butzel Long and joins me this afternoon. George, it's great to have you back. How does this filing differ from the one previous?
Well, Chris, like you said, 165 pages. So just to level set here, the Supreme Court issued its opinion on immunity for official acts in July. At the end of August, Jack Smith filed his superseding indictment. So that tried to address the issues that were in the Supreme Court's opinion. So, for example, everything regarding Mr. Trump's efforts vis-a-vis and with the Department of Justice are no longer in the superseding indictment. And that document was about 36 pages. And this lays everything out here yesterday. Not everything, obviously, but really gives a roadmap as to all of the investigation that Jack Smith's team has done, the grand jury testimony, the interviews he's conducted, all the documents that have been assembled. And essentially what he's asking the court to do is make a determination to follow the Supreme Court's opinion, what is official and what is not official. And so that's not an easy determination, as the Supreme Court stated.
So if you're a defense attorney in this case, do you look at it as a viable case brought by the federal government?
Well, look, if I'm the defense attorney on this case, I am going to file a response that does everything possible to show that these acts by my client were official acts, because that is what affords a former president here immunity under the prevailing case law, the very new case law that the Supreme Court issued in its opinion. And just so that it's clear, the court said in its opinion, and it was Chief Justice Roberts, that they take a broad view of what constitutes official action and official responsibilities.
What's the timeline here on this now?
So I'm not sure when the defense response is due on this. This is a little bit different than a normal case, and obviously it's at the highest levels of government. But typically something like this, if there is an indictment filed and the defense wants more information about the indictment, we would file something called a bill of particulars, and then get the government to give more detail about what their allegations are. Here, it's kind of in reverse, and I believe, although I'm not sure, that any deadlines for the defense is after the election.
Something that we're going to continue to watch. George Danini, thanks so much. Appreciate your insight as always.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, we'll talk again soon. That's George Danini at Butzel Long.